It's time for Making Democracy Work, a program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
With us today is Bridget Dirks. Bridget is the Vice President of Programs for the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, just as a refresher for those who might not know, tell us a little bit of background on the Community Foundation of the Ozarks.
The CFO has been around since 1973 when it was established to help donors reach nonprofits effectively. Since that time, it has grown. In 1988, they hired their first staff member, and now we have 18 staff members at the CFO and hold almost $300 million in assets.
What geographic region do you all cover?
We cover all of southern Missouri, south of the river outside the metro areas of St. Louis and Kansas City. That means we're covering Springfield, which is a more urban community, but we're also covering very, very rural places all the way across to the Boot Hill.
So you mentioned rural areas. I know you've got some grant opportunities and programs and projects that you work specifically in those rural areas. Tell us about a few of those.
We have a wonderful program called the Coover Program, which was established with a bequest by a woman named Julia Dorothy Coover, who established with her bequest money to support grant making through the Community Foundation of the Ozarks in partnership with Commerce Trust. And with those dollars, we impact rural community projects totaling $250,000 in community project grant making and an additional $70,000 that we spend on rural place-based educational strategies. So Coover was a great program. It's been around since 2003 and has granted out over $5 million to the rural communities. Agencies are encouraged to apply for up to $20,000 for Coover. That's a lot of money for many small rural programs and projects, and so we get a lot of applications. Last year, we received about 100 applications. We funded 17 in the last fiscal year, and this fiscal year, we have the program open for the year, and it will close on February 15th.
So what are some of the projects that have been funded in these rural areas?
I really love Coover. Coover is close to my heart. I'm a rural girl, and there are so many great projects and programs. Because Coover is so broad, we're able to fund programs that hit a lot of different age groups and populations of people and types of projects. We have all the way from, we had a Coover program funded last year to the Polk County Health Center, which focused on helping combat the opioid epidemic in Polk County. So that's a very programmatic style program. We also, though, in that same grant round, funded the Hudson School District and the Hudson PTO, which is up west of Lowry City in rural western Missouri, to fund a new playground for their school. It's a K-8 school with a very out-of-date and unsafe playground. They were able to demolish that playground and build a beautiful new one. It is really exciting for that school and that community.
So how have some of these efforts been leveraged into larger solutions? In particular, do any of these grants require matching funds from those local communities?
We don't require matching funds for Coover, but we do encourage it. Many programs are able to take Coover dollars and leverage them toward other larger scale grant making programs. We're able to make some riskier choices with Coover than you would with a federal grant or that type of thing, because the Community Foundation is willing to go with these agencies and find creative solutions to community challenges. Also because Coover is a program that ever changes and funds what needs to be funded, we are able to get on the cusp of community challenges as they're developing rather than coming at that from the back end later on.
So what are some of the other grant opportunities that you have going on right now? You said that your grant calendar is open. So what's out there and what's available?
Well, we recently concluded our Diversity and Inclusion Grant Program, which is a great program that we funded 6 agencies in the Springfield-Greene County area. So that was an exciting one. We're making decisions on collective impact, which is another program that has closed for the year. But we do have several that are still open for our fiscal year, which runs July 1st through June 30th. We have Senior Mental Health, which is focusing here in Springfield-Greene County on addressing issues of senior mental health. That is due on January 25th, and agencies are encouraged to apply for up to $10,000. We have a total of $40,000. This is the first year for our senior mental health grant round. We are trying to get at issues of mental health among seniors related to isolation and other issues along those lines. So that's a new one for us. Coover, as I said, is due on February 15th. That's for the rural community. And the Coover Education Grant Round, which focuses on place-based education strategies and is in our rural schools partnership area, is due on March 8th. And also due on March 8th, we have a Greene County Classroom Grant Program. where teachers can apply for up to $2,500 to have an impact upon classroom programming or efforts that they want to undertake with regard to innovation, with regard to diversity, inclusive practices, all those kinds of things. And that is open to all Greene County teachers.
Well, those are a lot of grant opportunities coming up quickly here in the next month or 2 months. Where can listeners go for more information or a listing of these grant applications and particularly the deadlines?
You can visit cfozarks.org. And as I said, my name is Bridget Dirks. My email is all over the website, and you are welcome to give us a call or send us an email to ask more questions.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest today has been Bridget Dirks, the Vice President of Programs for Community Foundation of the Ozarks. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this and more programs in the Making Democracy Work series, go to the web at ksmu.org.